Good to have an MD in the studio. We have Dr. Janet Howard from OHSU, and she is a pediatrician. She's had a daughter that has gone through the program, 16-year-old daughter, and her husband is a coach, and her husband has recommended kids use the program as well. I'd like to welcome Dr. Howard to the Consumer Magazine.
Thank you.
Welcome. Well, first of all, how did you find out about HELP?
It was actually a referral from an educator who knew about the program, and we were talking about some of the difficulties my daughter was having in school. They suggested that we go check out the program, so I called and scheduled the testing, and that's where we went from there.
Now, I like to ask people, Bill knows, Bill's kind of okayed this. Were you skeptical at first?
I was actually very interested, more than skeptical, because as a pediatrician as well as a mom, I'm always interested in finding resources that are outside of the routine of what we actually know about. So I was also looking at it as an educational opportunity for me to see what resources were out there.
Now tell us too about your daughter. What kind of issues that you saw as a mom? What was going on at school, and maybe what was going on at home?
Well, as you mentioned, she was 16 when we actually got this testing done. She had done okay in school, average, but we really felt like she wasn't working up to her potential. We knew she was a smart kid. She struggled a lot with tests. She struggled with reading, comprehension. And so we just felt like she just needed something to help her along. For a long time, we did, like Bill said, maybe thought, well, maybe she's just lazy and that she wasn't working hard enough. But it really became clear as she became older that she was really making an effort and not getting the results that she should have with her potential.
Do you think there are a lot of kids that are out there? You're a pediatrician, so you work a lot with kids, and I don't want to get into the debate over Ritalin and all of that with the hyperactivity, but do you think there are a lot of kids that are out there that may be misdiagnosed or maybe labeled as troublemakers or having ADD or hyperactivity that really indeed just are not processing information?
Well, like Bill said, a lot of times when kids have trouble processing information, it does end up manifesting itself as a behavior, and that behavior can be disrupting to class, can be difficult in interaction with peers. And I have actually sent a couple of kids to the program for the testing because the kids were having trouble in school, and we really weren't sure, is this something behavioral? Is this a learning processing issue? And in one case, the test came back where the kid had great scores in all the areas. And so then we were really able to focus on what the problem really was. And I agree with you that a lot of kids get labeled because we don't have the resources to really take the time to spend with them and find out what's really going on. And so I think that this HELP program is a good resource for that.
Now tell me, how is your daughter doing now?
Well, she finished the program about 2 months ago and started it in the spring of her junior year. So she took it over the summer as well, between her junior and senior year. And let's just say that for the first time in her life this summer, she actually wanted to go to the bookstore and buy books and read them. And she read them from cover to cover and enjoyed it. And that was one of the most exciting things for me to see. And she's doing better in school this fall as well.
That's great. And of course, she has plans to go to college. And I just love the story that Janet told. Well, I'll let you tell the story because it's one that I think will kind of have an impact on people that are thinking of using HELP.
Well, it was in the first week or two that she'd started the program. She actually went to school and mentioned it to a couple of her classmates. And one of the classmates that she mentioned it to said, "Hey, I went through that program when I was about 9 or 10. And my daughter says to me, "I never would have guessed because she's a straight A student."
and that's such a great example of, you know, how youth, how our teenagers, they view programs like this, but they automatically think if there's something mm-hmm. not perfect with them and how mm-hmm. they get their grades, they automatically think that they're inadequate and
sure.
that they're you know, at a different level. And then somebody happens to go through the program, they find out that that person is, you know, a straight A student, and they realize, "Hey, I can do that."